In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood sitting in for Ben Johnson. This is Marketplace Tech. The House of Representatives passed legislation last week that would update something called the Stored Communications Act, also known as SCA. This law dictates how law enforcement can get access to electronic communications that are stored remotely. Most recently, it was used to try to get Google to turn over emails that it has on servers outside the United States. But most of what it does is cause confusion about how it's implemented. Andrea Matuition is a professor of law and computer science with Northeastern. I asked her about some of its problems.
So there are two sets of issues that are currently being actively litigated, at least two. There's always something going on with this act. The first is a difference of opinion between two courts on the East Coast, one in Philadelphia with a magistrate judge ruling against Google, and a second with the Second Circuit ruling in favor of Microsoft. And both of those two cases deal with the question of to what extent the Stored Communications Act governs the ability of law enforcement in the United States to require that companies based in the United States provide access to information stored outside the United States.
It sounds like none of that would solve the sort of issue that you originally mentioned, which is that there's always something going on with this law. Does it need updating? Is that because it's, you know, not even close to 1986 anymore? You know, what
that
updates are we looking at here?
That is absolutely part of the problem. Yes. So if you think back to 1986 and the technologies that we were all using at the time, what were mobile phones? They were something akin to the size of maybe an acorn squash, right? They were certainly not something that fits in the pocket of our jackets. So Congress did the best that it could at the time in light of what technology existed. But it's very hard to successfully imagine the technologies that will exist in our society even 10 years out, never mind 25 or 30. And so at this point, we are seeing the SCA and a number of other statutes that were passed around the same time start to strain under the weight of technological evolution and also disagreements in the courts that creates uncertainty both for business and for citizens who are seeking to have certainty about the extent of the privacy protections that are afforded to them.
That was Andrea Matuition, professor of law and computer science at Northeastern. She said the Stored Communications Act could be updated if the Senate approves the latest round of changes, but it's also possible it could end up at the Supreme Court. Fashion Week is wrapping up in New York City, and it has changed a lot in recent years, in part because of all the technology invading the fashion industry. As one example, Google is working with H&M to create a customized dress based on your personal data. Joining me now to talk about this is Zoe Washington. She's the senior style editor at the DIY style site Brit & Co. She's been watching Fashion Week in all its glory. Zoe, how would this actually work?
What they do is that you download on your Android this certain application, and what it'll do is it'll take all of the data. You have to obviously consent to it, but it'll take the data from how you live your life. Things like what restaurants you go to, what the weather's like in the city that you're in. And it takes all of this information and it uses it to inform kind of an abstract map technology, a print that will show up on your dress that also is completely customized to your life.
I feel like that could go either way. Like, I would hate for it to produce a dress to me that's like, honey, don't even bother. You're so slutty.
Exactly. And then if you're like,
really, you're going
if
to
you're
school
walking
again?
Around. Exactly. Exactly. This abstract map print is just your couch. So, you know, that can be the issue. And I think it's a very interesting concept. And it really is speaking to how the industry is trying to figure out exactly how we want to incorporate technology into fashion.
Can you give me an example of how a company is actually using tech to create like a new item?
Yeah, totally. I would say True Nude is a great example of a company that is using technology to better inform the actual product. This is a company where if you take a selfie of yourself wearing maybe it's just a regular shirt, and it'll take that technology or take that image and use its technology to generate the most perfect fitting bra for you that actually matches your skin tone.
All right. Well, I want to try it and see if it actually works, which I think is probably
exactly
the question with all of this stuff. Zoe Washington is senior style editor at the DIY style site Brit & Co. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. I didn't forget. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. One group is looking to tech to spread the love. This weekend, the nonprofit organization Girls Develop It hosted its first ever hackathon in Brooklyn. It was for women of all skill levels who wanted to learn more about coding and software development. Around 100 people attended the day-long event called Hackentine's Day. Marketplace's Danielle Stevens went to the event and heard from some of the women who took part.
So the theme of Hackentine's Day is giving back, so showing love to someone else, just a project with a social mission.
We are working on a Mad Libs Valentine's Day email system thing. So basically you'll get to the main page and you'll click a button and it'll prompt you to enter different verbs, adjectives, or nouns, and then you can email your Mad Lib to your Valentine.
We're building an app called Aloha that sends messages based on your location. And the idea is that they're kind of secret messages that you don't know you're receiving until they pop up in the restaurant that your first date was at with your husband or significant other.
For me, I work for a technical startup, but in a non-technical role. And so coming to something like this is a space for me to like try and pick up more skills and just fumble around as I try and learn programming.
It was nice that it was only a day long. It didn't feel like there would be too much pressure or crazy competition. It seemed more of like a friendly, like safe environment to work in. And it was just, it's a good challenge too. And it's nice to be part of like an all-women community.
That was Steph Bruin, Megan Swanby, Teresa Freet, and the executive director of Girls Develop It, Corinne Warnheis. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.